Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Rambles. I think I'm actually starting a few seconds early because I was updating some information. I know, don't judge. This is episode 102, and thank you guys for listening. So, this was a complete and total accident that I chose to do this episode on the day, the week Beyonce released a Netflix special. I didn't intend for this to happen. Yes, I like her music, and yeah, we're close in age. We're both middle-aged black women. But I really was like, I'm going to do this episode, and it popped into my head. So, yeah, song lyric life. Most of you guys know I'm a big music fan. Like, I love listening to music. And I apologize for the dead air at the beginning of the episode. So, again, big music fan, and sometimes a lyric will speak to me, like the lyrics to Jill Scott's My Love. I like the song, and one of the lyrics, Are You Happy?, inspired me to move. I was living in Savannah at the time and listening to it, and I was like, I think I want to move. And I wrote down some cities and decided to move. I've been out of college for 2 years. Yeah, because that was, but I was actually on our 06 album. But anyway, so I was listening to it and I was like, I think I'm ready to move. So I did. And with Beyonce, a couple of Beyonce songs have inspired me. One was actually from her other surprise release. Her self-titled surprise release album. Like, Am I Happy? Well, no, it was another lyric. But anyway, so, and in the background, I'm sitting in a chair, so that's why I'm squeaking. But, no, if you can't live like that. And I was like, okay, I want to make some changes. So I am. The one before that was Listen. Her song from the Dreamgirls soundtrack, again in 06. I know, that was the year I graduated college. So a lot of songs from that year made me make some changes. Well, I mean, yeah, going from sort of kind of adulthood to real adulthood besides the structure of college, even though, you know, my mom died before my last year of college, and yeah, but at home in my own home, and that inspired me to change a friendship. Like, okay, this is no longer working. And I did. They got mad about it, but it was like, I want peace. And as a Pisces, yes, I'm bringing up my zodiac, we listen to music for peace. We want to be happy, and that's what we do. So, yeah, and they're just a way to help me. I'm going through some stuff. I'm going to listen to music. I'm in a good mood. I'm going to listen to music. I'm in a bad mood. I want to listen to music. It's Valentine's Day, and my best Valentine's Day was before my first kiss. Let me get out Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill. And, yeah, I've done that. And it's true. My best Valentine's Day was when I was 9 years old. I'm 36 now. I still remember that Valentine's Day. Even in relationships, I'm like, this is not a good Valentine's Day. And the Philly Comfort, for those who don't know, because I'm probably going to have some explanatory comments, Jill Scott is from Philadelphia. Jilly from Philly. Love her work. Have two of her albums, her Words and Sounds, Volume 1 and Volume 3. And the song My Love is from Volume 3. So, yeah, that was, I think it was 06. I got to look it up again. But, why, I mean, it had nothing to do with romance. And it's like, because the song is basically, you're marrying somebody else. My love was, no. It had nothing to do with the romantic love. It was me loving myself enough to check in and be like, am I happy? Okay, I'm not happy with this. I'm going to make a change. And that's what I did. And, yeah. I had a great time once I made that decision, and I love my friends I still have in Savannah. I mean, I went to school at Savannah State. Yes, I did. And I still keep in touch, you know, got phone numbers, Facebook, everything. But I was just like, okay, I want to leave. So I did. And with the other one from the Beyonce song that I can't remember off the top of my head, I want to make some life changes. Sometimes it did not involve cutting off my hair. Still natural, but it just made me want to ask and touch base with myself. What life changes do I want to make? And no, I'm not a Beehive member, because I know somebody's listening to the show like, you're Beehive. No, I respect her. And I will, Beehive, non-Beehive members can all agree about our acting. Yeah, we all agree on that. But that doesn't mean her lyrics are not wrong, and she's a great performer. I would not watch that special because, frankly, I would have rather have been there versus watching it. It's just not the same. It's not the energy. No. No, I really would rather watch it in person, have the great experience, even though the tickets are expensive, versus watching it on Netflix. And I like Netflix. I'm still repeating a movie from Netflix. And I found one of their shows, like Death, Love, Robots. Good show. And with Jill Scott, love her music. And it made me think. That's part of, and I guess that's what great music is. Great music is the stuff that makes you think, do I want this? Do I not want this? And I might end up redoing this episode because I'm hoping I did not start a minute late. And if I did, please fast forward to the 14th minute. I apologize. I might just end up redoing this episode sometime. But the point is, you have to make life changes. And these song lyrics helped me. And there were some others. I mean, let's face it, I'm a more, lyric-wise, more of a Mariah Carey fan. And there are some songs that I like better than others. And I did buy the Glitter soundtrack. I refuse to believe that soundtrack was horrible. It wasn't horrible. The movie was not that bad. It's a singer in a movie. I'm not expecting, unless you went to, like, a performing arts school and were doing Broadway, like Barbra Streisand and Liza Minnelli, I'm not expecting great acting performance. I'm just expecting a fun soundtrack. And it did have some of her best work, minus issues. I still, and I've told my friends this, I want Glitter to be a Broadway play. I already know some of the people I want cast in it, because I don't believe it was bad. I mean, really, people watch Who Was That Girl? It wasn't bad. Next best thing with Madonna. And I like Madonna, too. I love singing along to some of her songs, and I have her Immaculate and her Greatest Hits, too. There are very few songs on either one of them I won't play. But I'm not, no, I don't, when it comes to singers acting, I just expect a great soundtrack and a fun movie. And maybe nachos. Because I'm not, when I go to the movies, I would rather have nachos than popcorn. I mean, movie popcorn is good, but again, I'd rather have nachos than popcorn. I love my nachos. Nachos make everything better. And some people may have song lyrics that inspired them. I mean, you know, Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. Maybe that inspired people to make a change. I mean, the song is basically says, make that change. So what change did someone make? If you'd like to email me about it, you know, my email is ICAGA2005@gmail.com, or you can send it to the one I use for my soaps. And yes, that is a soap. That is not a candle. That is on the icon, the pictures. The first one is actually a cup I made, but the rose is a soap I made. But for that, it is ICAGA2004@gmail.com. So that's the thing. People may be inspired by American Pie, the original song, American Pie, not the remake by Madonna. other people may be inspired by the remake. I actually like that, the Madonna remake. I refuse to believe it's bad, and it's not because I have no taste in music. My favorite male artist is Nat King Cole, and I know that sounds like a bad defense, but obviously I do have some taste in music. I mean, let's face it, my mom was a baby boomer, so I grew up listening to The Temptations and Four Tops and, like, Diana Ross and the Supreme and Rick James, even though he was on drugs, and his work with Tina Marie. Yeah. And also I was in band in middle school. So I do have a real music background. I just go in and out of it. Now, some of the stuff now, I'm showing my age. I am 36 years old. I don't really love. It's not my cup of tea. Reminds me of Grey Earl tea. Not everybody likes Grey Earl, and I'm not a Grey Earl fan. That doesn't mean I think all tea is horrible. I just don't like Grey Earl. And some people may be inspired by the Grey Earl of music. And yes, I see the irony in comparing some of the current music to Grey Earl tea. But who am I to judge? I mean, I did not come of age in this decade. My decade was the 90s/early aughts. So weird to say, but it's true. I mean, when 2000 hit, I was nearly 17. I refuse to say I was 17 when 2000 Y2K hit, because it was a few months before I turned 17. Once again, my birthday's in March. Why am I going to claim January? I am not a Capricorn. I'm a Pisces. So, other people may be inspired by that. Some people may be inspired by Trey Lorenz's Make You Happy. I was listening to that song earlier. Great song. Some people may have had a moment of clarity listening to Getting Jiggy With It. I mean, they were both on the Men in Black soundtrack, so good soundtrack, by the way. I still can't believe it'll be 22 this year. Who am I to say what songs? And I can only say the song that inspired some of them that inspired my life. And I just realized that's misspelled life. So that's it. No surprises. If you have songs that inspire, sure. Some people may have been inspired by the song Unforgettable, even by Nat King Cole, frankly. I'm sort of tired of hearing that song. Not because I don't may say the little artist, but I prefer the song Autumn Leaves. Or you may be inspired by Marvin Gaye's Purple Snow. Yes, he has a song called Purple Snow. I finally heard it over Christmas. Why is not added to Christmas music list? And by the way, I do like my Christmas music. I will be playing it in 2 weeks when I'm listening to my phone or whatever. I will be playing Christmas music. I have no qualms saying that. But there may be somebody who the melody or lyric may stick out to them enough to be like, I want to do this. So they decide to do that. Again, not my place to judge. I can only say what helped me change and develop into the woman I am today. It was some Beyonce. Give credit where credit. It was some Jill Scott. I can't really remember a Mariah Carey song that inspired, even though I like her lyrics and everything. I really can't think of one that was like, and no, Hero. She even admitted she wrote that song in like 15 minutes walking to the bathroom or something. And she didn't even write it for herself. She wrote it for Gloria Stefan for a movie. And then her ex-husband decided she should stick with the song. And, yeah, it became a major hit. The many, many people who have sung that song in competitions, whether it was the high school talent shows or American Idol. And then Greatest of All, which, by the way, the Whitney Houston version was a remake. I did attempt to sing the Whitney. I was like 8 years old. Some people may be inspired. Didn't really make any changes. It was just really, really cheesy because I don't do overly cheesy that well. But anyway, I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Enjoy the rest of your Good Friday. Thanks. Bye.